Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting second. The second baseman, Steve Staggs. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Woods. Batting fourth. The DH, Ron Fairley. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Otto Velez. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Doug Ault. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ernie Witt. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Hector Torres. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Pete Vukovich. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting third. The DH, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bernie Carbo. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Luis Tiant. And now, play ball. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Baylor moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baylor moves to third. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Staggs moves to second. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Staggs scores. Fairley moves to second. It's 2-0, Blue Jays. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a line drive into left field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baylor. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lynn moves to third. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn scores. It's 2-1, Blue Jays. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a line drive into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rader fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Witt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carbo moves to second. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carbo scores. Doyle moves to second. It's Blue Jays, 2, Red Sox, 2. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doyle scores. Burleson moves to third. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Blue Jays 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Staggs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Velez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-3, Blue Jays. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0-for-1 in the game. Ault strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yastrzemski moves to second. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baylor. Scott reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski scores. It's Blue Jays, 4, Red Sox, 4. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 1 in the game. Carbo hits a line drive into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Scott moves to third. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baylor. Hobson reaches second base with a double. Scott scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a pop-up into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Blue Jays 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 1 in the game. Witt hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lynn. Torres reaches second base with a double. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 0 for 2 in the game. Staggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Torres scores. Baylor moves to second. It's Blue Jays, 5, Red Sox, 5. Mike Paxton now pitching. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 2 in the game. Woods hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burleson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baylor. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Burleson moves to third. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski is walked intentionally. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Staggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Staggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Velez is called out on strikes. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Paxton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0 for 2 in the game. Ault takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0 for 2 in the game. Witt hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bernie Carbo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carbo is 0 for 2 in the game. Carbo strikes out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Hobson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Staggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Staggs scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Torres hits a fly ball into right field. Carbo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle misplays the ball. That's an error on Doyle. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staggs hits a line drive towards left. Yastrzemski catches it and throws to first to double up Baylor. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burleson strikes out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Lynn hits a pop-up towards short. Torres settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ault settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0 for 3 in the game. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woods for the out. One out. Ron Fairley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fairley is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fairley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Campbell now pitching. Otto Velez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Velez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Velez hits a line drive into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rader hits a fly ball into center field. Len settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-3 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski scores. It's 6-5, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Fisk moves to second. Jerry Johnson now pitching. Rick Miller pinch hits for Bernie Carbo. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fisk moves to third. Scott moves to second. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hobson strikes out. 1 out. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doyle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alt fields it and throws to home to get Fisk. Scott moves to third. Miller moves to second. 2 outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Burleson hits a fly ball into right field. Velez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Rick Miller now playing right field. Doug Ault is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ault is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ault hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 0-for-3 in the game. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Sam Ewing pinch hits for Hector Torres. Sam Ewing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ewing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Blue Jays 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Scott now playing center field. Bob Baylor now playing shortstop. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-4 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn scores. Rice moves to third. Yastrzemski moves to second. It's 7-5, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rice tags and scores. Yastrzemski tags and moves to third. One out. It's 8-5, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Scott hits a line drive into right field. Vela settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Yastrzemski tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Blue Jays 5. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Staggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staggs is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Staggs strikes out. Two outs. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-4 in the game. Woods strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 9, and Toronto Blue Jays, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.